Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Boys. Podcast. Getting sliced reactions. This podcast all depends on you.
Baby.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast Slice Time. For the Brooklyn Boys Podcast, number 284.
I don't like the way you stepped on free dessert in the jingle.
Free dessert!
It's episode, you came right over it, so to speak.
It seems like your dogs know better than we do when it's slice time, because they choose to bark at that moment.
No, right now, that's mozzarella. She's barking because you stepped over my jingle. Listen, right there. It's like, free dessert. That's what
you
said.
Do you realize that? This is a phenomenon. Forget about talkbacks being a phenomenon. This is a phenomenon. Every time we start our show, your dogs go berserk.
I have to imagine it's the mail carrier or Amazon.
But we don't do this at the same time every day.
By the way, we're experiencing we had a snowstorm this morning, right? Late last night into this morning.
Well, the sun is out here by me now.
The sun is out. I don't live that far from you. The sun is out. But so the snow is melting, but I had to do something. I'm coining the phrase. So I make a path from my neighbor's lawn to my front door. So across my driveway horizontally, that's my mail carrier path, because they come across the lawn and then I walk across my driveway and then up my porch. So I do a horizontal shovel through the snow. I don't shovel the whole driveway. Okay. But today I realized that the path that I shovel from my door to the street,
right,
is shall forever be known as the Amazon delivery path,
right?
Because that is the only reason I shoveled that path, and I'll bring it up again on the Brooklyn Boys.
Okay,
but the Amazon path has been shoveled. Right. I have a delivery coming today. I hope they appreciate it.
So, as you know, if you listen through the iHeartRadio app, you get to send us a talk back. If it's your first time listening to this and wondering where all this feedback is going to be coming from for the next half hour or so, yes. Yeah, that is the privilege of listening to it through the iHeartRadio app. It's an advantage. Press the talk back button and let us know what's on your mind. Fire back at us.
And if you listen on a different app, that's fine. But then go ahead and listen again on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, because then you could get to leave feedback. All right.
And then we get twice as many downloads.
That's how that works.
By the way, I sent a message to the Muckety Mucks, the big Muckety Mucks at the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, I think we may have set a new trend here.
Yep.
We have laid the groundwork, the foundation.
You heard it here first. We invented a podcast about talkbacks.
That's it. It's a talkback podcast.
And what was the response?
The 6 days, no response from either of the two people, who I like very much, but neither of us. I think what it is they're overwhelmed by the genius of it all. They want to craft the perfect email response.
Right. They need to
craft. They're probably figuring out ways to get celebrities to do it and other people to do it. Because it's such a great idea. So
they need to shovel a path to the top of the bottom of their inbox.
Yes.
And find out what Brody had to say.
The Brooklyn Boys path to the bottom of the email list.
All right, here we go.
This is Marilyn from Omaha. I got to get all this stuff in. I love Scrody from Connecticut. That's hilarious. And no, you don't owe him a steak dinner.
I'll hang up on her.
But I love this lifetime, and yes, someone will steal that idea, and I will defend you 100%.
She knows.
And my phone is an Android. It's Samsung. Yes.
She's bringing points back. I will
never cross over to the Apple side. But love you guys. Slice for life.
Love your opinions. Hate your phone.
She lost me on the reverse. She lost me on the steak dinner. She won me back mostly on the Android.
I'll tell you what. There are just amount of people out there that think I don't owe you the steak dinner because of the circumstances.
No.
Then do. All right.
You know what? But Sebastian Maniscalco says you do. So that's all I care about.
Scary and Brody, this is Marilyn from Omaha again.
Oh, you're back.
Scary, I had a really tough week last week. And I really appreciate your podcast because it makes me laugh. And I needed to laugh. I had a really... had a lot happening, and you guys are the best. Like, love you. Slice for life. Keep doing the show because you guys are amazing. Thank you.
Aw, that's so sweet. We appreciate
Thank you very much.
Love
much
you.
Love to Omaha.
This is Marilyn from Omaha.
Oh.
Brody, you know I love you like we talk. He does not owe you a steak dinner.
Again? She's doubling down.
It's not like he called the dude at the restaurant and said, you know, I'm coming in and... I want you to comp our dinner. He didn't know. He bought you the steak dinner.
That's not true.
Like he literally, he would have paid for the dinner. He does not owe you the steak dinner. Come on, let it go, dude. Let it go.
He actually made the reservation.
I love her.
Skeery Jones from the Elvis Duran Morning Show.
I love her. I love her. But yeah, but I never said to comp us.
Okay. She's you might best. As well have worn a shirt that said Skeery Jones from Elvis Duran Morning
All
Show.
All right.
That Chad from Omaha.
You're back.
No, you are not from Omaha. I'm going to fucking fuck you up, like fuck you, Chad from Omaha. I've had a bad week. Like I'm gonna fucking take you out. Chad from Omaha is not from Omaha.
Like, oh my god!
Seriously, he is not from Omaha.
Whoa!
That was the many sides, Madeline from Omaha. The many sides.
I want to take what she's taking.
She went from high, sad. I'm back. I'm angry.
Maybe I love it. She's untethered.
Oh, Brooklyn boys.
Well, she's back.
Okay.
Okay.
Andrew is actually the one who should have credit for the slice time.
Oh boy.
Extras. But honestly, after that, it should be Brody. Sorry, Thank Scary. You. It's Thank Brody. You. Brody gets the credit.
All right, take your medicine again.
Brody is right.
No, the medicine's wearing off.
And I got the jingle, too.
No, the medicine's wearing off. Whatever you were medicated with, go back to it, because it was better before.
I love it. Wow. Keep calling if you can take my side now.
Scary and Brody, Kyle from Iowa, right down the road from Brooklyn, Iowa. Home the jingle.
My shirt.
In regards to Scary going to go work out, I cannot believe we're going to get Buff Scary before GTA 6.
Wait a minute. GTA 6 is out, isn't it?
I don't know. I guess so. Well, I'm on my way.
Well, Buff Scary is not out yet.
I'm making significant gains.
There's been delays.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, Brooklyn boys. Michael from Queens, Brooklyn, whatever. Anyway, what is this shit about a birthday week and a birthday month? When the fuck did this all start?
I don't know.
Everybody's so wrapped up in their own damn bubble. Oh, it's my birthday week. I need to celebrate. Fuck that. Get over it. And it is an Android phone that gives you nice, clear quality, Brody. I'm with you. Galaxy
Thank you.
Right here.
Yeah. By the way, GTA 6.
Peace out.
GTA 6 2025. Sorry.
Hey guys, Michael, part two. Forgot to say, this is the talk back or the slice time for episode 283.
Yep, we got you.
And yeah, Scary, you could get the jingles, but like everyone is pointing out, you really don't care. You're going to have someone else do it. Or you're just doing it so that Brody gets pissed off all the time.
Maybe that
could be.
Anyway, a lot of these talkbacks are just giving you shit about it. I get it.
All right. Well,
slice
thank you.
For life.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. We like you.
Bring the jingles home.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Jamie from Queens here. I'm going to go on a small rant, so cue the music.
He doesn't have it.
I'm listening to you guys do slice time. I have my headphones on. And some asshole comes in. He's talking on the phone. He's loud as fuck. And it's to the point where he's drowning out you guys. And
no.
You guys are loud as fuck. So you can imagine how loud this guy is. So F you, loud phone talker, gym asshole guy.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
It's a long fuck you, but we'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn boys, always Brody and Scary. Scary, what do you mean Twitter X, whatever you want to call it, is outdated social media. You were raised on Twitter. Why you gotta be so bougie? By the way, give Brody his steak dinner. You got your tickets from Elvis, so he deserves his steak dinner. We have, the slices have spoken.
No, no. Some of the slices.
I got him a lot more than tickets while he owes me a steak dinner.
I'll tell you what. It would be somebody who thinks that I owe you a steak dinner is a person who thinks that Twitter is still cool. Twitter is over, people.
Okay, you missed
it's
the reference.
Nothing.
She said you were raised.
I was raised on it. I get it. I know.
Like
she.
Lady Gaga.
I understand. I know, like Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
No,
sorry.
Then we're beyond that. Twitter. Let me address this. Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Twitter is not mainstream anymore. Twitter is starting to go the way of those social blogs that are gone and from existence. What was
great
that
examples.
One? Like Tumblr. Tumblr. That Twitter is like the new Tumblr, and that pretty soon it's going to be. Because, and listen, no offense, I like Elon Musk. I love the guy. I really do. I think what he
love
did
is a strong word.
I don't think he did anyone a favor by changing the name to X. But beyond that, it's really just news feeds now and porn and bullshit. It's the real people, the everyday common person is not tweeting or Xing or whatever you want to call it. They're on Instagram. They've moved to TikTok. You know, the younger people are on Snapchat as well. Older people are on Facebook. Everyone has their lane. Twitter is just, I'm telling you, because I'm saying this because I'm watching the feeds. There's nothing of any sub. Now, yeah, you want to troll someone. You want to jump on a train and of comments where somebody says something. Whatever, but it's not the mainstream pop culture thing. Your kids aren't on it.
I think the problem is scary with Twitter, and I don't want to get into a Twitter debate here because it's slice time.
Yeah, it is.
Is that Twitter is not, it's not supposed to be pop culture necessarily. It's supposed to be informative and for news and trending topics and trending conversations. It's not what you're looking for. You're looking to put up pictures of your meal and show yourself at a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
That's Instagram. But if you want to talk about the events of the day, that's still Twitter, which, by the way, speaking of porn on Twitter, though.
Yeah, but there's all those bots. Twitter's been infiltrated by bullshit.
Okay, should I tell you some of the bot names that have been liking my tweets, or should I wait till Brooklyn Boys next
Let's
next
wait
time?
Till Brooklyn Boys, because it's a whole other thing. We got a lot
I'll
of slices.
I'll give you a tease. Adelaine Laughhead.
Right, exactly.
She's following me.
Right.
Yeah.
Just all that does is back up my claim. Bots and AI.
It's a lot of bots since you know who dropped all the proportions.
Yeah. Hello. This is your weekly reminder.
To bring
Gary
home
Jones,
the jingles.
To bring home the fucking jingles.
Not just the jingles.
You left out the fucking.
I will continue to remind you.
Okay.
Thank
every
you.
Week.
Who are you?
Until
love you.
It's fully completed.
Thank you.
That's all. She's, this is Danielle from Connecticut, as always.
Yeah, she's got a sexy voice.
Ciao.
I like that.
She sounded
Gary.
Like... Thank you.
Okay. By the way, she doesn't use Twitter. She's on Instagram.
She sounded like when you go to amusement parks and they're like, please step back from the wall.
Right. That's
she's
what
like,
she was doing.
And put your fucking seatbelt on.
Right.
I like her. Yeah.
This is for all my slices. Let's keep the jingle rants coming so we get these fucking jingles.
Nobody cares.
Let's
everybody
go.
Cares.
Blow up Brody. Blow
thank
him
you.
Up. Get no. these jingles.
Blow up Skeery.
I'm really not a good jingle maker, but let's go.
You don't blow up Brody. I'm the one who wrote them. Blow up Skeery. Nope. He's the one who won't bring him home.
You guys don't really care that much about them.
You're a dick.
This one's damn. For Brody. This is Cindy from York, PA again. I never intended to forget to tell you happy birthday.
Oh.
So happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Or early birthday, as
and
it turns out.
To make it up to you, I'm willing ooh. To drive all the way ooh. To New Jersey to get you that steak dinner that you really deserve.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much. See, the slices are stepping up.
Hey, guys. What's going on? It's me again, the old cowboy trucker here.
Uh-huh.
Sounds drugged.
You know, I've been drinking all night, and
there
I'm pretty fucked up here, you know. And,
he's got two more coming up right after this.
You know, I'm going to have a big old party down there at my ranch, and I'd like to invite you guys over. Come on over down to Texas and have a good time. Yeah, we're gonna have a good old time and have a lot of barbecue, drinks.
Is this on the right speed?
Music.
We're gonna
probably even have an orgy.
I hope he's not driving. It sounds like he's driving.
Depending on how that goes, we might even have some girls come over later on. Man, I gotta throw up.
Hello.
Oh, that was actually just a two there. All right. Please don't drink and drive,
especially if you're driving a truck, there, partner.
Yeah.
Good buddy.
Hello, Ariel from upstate New York. I had a suggestion. What if you guys did your very own special episode of Phone Taps? Because I really enjoy listening to Michael Oppenheimer.
Phone Tap what?
And it would be really cool for Brody to be able to do Phone Taps.
This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer with Slice Time. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to do that.
She said phone tap something. What was the third word? Phone tap taps?
Phone tap taps. But then she... All right. I mean...
Well, does she want us to play old ones that we did over the past how many years, or she wants new ones?
I don't know.
Because I don't have a phone system like that, and I don't have the corporate protection of doing them by myself here.
Yeah.
And I'd have to have people email us and,
All right. It's more complicated than you think.
Yeah.
Brooklyn boys, it's your boy Shady Jamobster, and it's always Brody and Scary.
Of course.
Got an idea for another podcast.
You have Jew in your name.
Based on Juan Valdez's copious amounts of contributions.
There you go.
We call it Juan Valdez Spills the Pizza Oil. See what I did there? Scary, that's my idea, so you can't stake claim to it. And if Brody does the jingle, well, Brody gets all the credit. And this is not Foghorn Leghorn or Chad from Omaha for the record. Peace out, Cub Scouts.
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Always a big supporter.
That's right. Shady Jew.
Andrew, I'm St. New York here. Now I understand why, Brody. The Scary always accuses you of the only child syndrome.
Yeah.
You can't even share fucking ideas of a podcast. Jesus Christ, you guys are partners. They're both your ideas. So share and be nice.
You be nice. He's back again.
Sir. Side note, I think I can settle the debate on the steak dinner.
Yes.
Scary, you just need to take Brody out to somewhere that isn't bougie where everybody knows who you are. So that way you can actually pay for it and don't get it paid for you. So maybe try that.
That's what happened
the
first time.
Some bougie ass place where like, holy shit, Scary Jones, the one and only. Let me pay for your meal. No, go to a place where nobody knows who the fuck you are. Hello?
Well, that's exactly the problem. Yeah, Every time I show up somewhere and somebody recognizes me.
Oh, yeah.
No, but they give us the free meal. That's how we got into this predicament.
Maybe make the reservation under Anthony from Brooklyn.
Who's that?
And not Scary Jones from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Hey, can I get a table?
Why would I do that?
You told the hostess when we walked up, hey, I'm here for my reservation. I'm Scary Jones. And you handed her a jock card and you went over to take a picture.
If I took you out on your birthday, would that count as the free steak dinner? Or would that be a birthday present and I still owe you steak dinner? See, I know you. You would be like, no, you stole me the steak dinner.
What? If you took me out for a steak dinner on my birthday. No, hold on. If you took me out for my birthday for a steak dinner on my birthday.
Yeah.
But for my actual birthday present, you got me like a shrimp cocktail tower. You know, one of those seafood towers. I would use that as my birthday present. And a steak dinner is what you owe me.
Hey, I would do Brooklyn that. Boys, Brody and Scary. It's John from Texas. 97.1, the Eagle or the Freak. Out here in DFW is doing a talkback segment.
All right.
Motherfucker. Wait a minute. A segment on the show?
On the radio.
He's doing a whole podcast.
Right. No, they're doing a segment on their radio show.
Oh, yeah. Well, your show does that. Scary. Yeah, Elvis Duran's show does that.
We play some talkbacks here
whenever
and there.
Garrett gets around to getting some good ones together. You guys do it. I've heard them. I mean, you've told me
you're back.
They're doing a unique thing on that station. It's basically an all day long podcast. Two or three little teams in there, but. All day, it's just talk shows. Kind of fun to listen to. Always, Brooklyn boys. Thanks, guys.
It's FM talk. It's probably an FM talk radio station.
Yeah, that's not really a podcast.
Maybe they're kind of like using like a podcast type style of delivery.
Unless they're doing podcasts and then just putting them on the radio.
There could be that too.
Have a channel somewhere.
We should investigate that.
Danny P from Bayonne. Every time Scary gets told to hit the fucking jingle. He argues and argues. Hit the fucking jingle, bitch.
Thank you. Gary knows.
He knows?
Bayonne. You don't mess with Bayonne.
Bayonne. You know what they say? If it's from Bayonne, leave it alone. Oh, that was for the... that was for the advice for guys dating the women there. That's terrible.
But why would you repeat it?
Or women dating the guys. It works in both directions.
Nothing wrong with Bayonne.
If it's, I don't think so either. So two of my favorite Italian restaurants in New Jersey are in Bayonne. Facts.
Yeah. Did I know you? Who? Where?
I'll give a shout out to them. The, not a sponsor. I don't get paid. It is the Cafe Bello. Cafe Bello on Avenue C. Mm-hmm. And Danoi. Also on Avenue C. Further up. Excellent Italian restaurants. Cafe Bello. Ask for my boy Clayton at the bar.
Do you if you go there for dinner and you have leftovers, do you bring Danoi home?
Yeah.
Right. Bring Danoi. Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's do some more talkbacks.
I'm ready. I'm sitting down.
Danny the Blind Radio Guy, I feel like you fucking assholes are rigging this thing. It feels like a lot of us on iPhone, I'm using my internal mic too, the quality sounds like shit, and it really does cut us off after 30 seconds. I know there are some assholes who leave talkbacks that are talking longer than 30 seconds, so what the hell's going on with that?
Not true.
Can we explain? I'm just giving you guys shit. I know it's not you guys. It's probably something at the corporate company.
I just daisy chained them like this.
Danny, the blind radio guy. I wanted to speak on Skeery's experience at SNL and them switching out the sets and the professionalism that goes into show business. I had such an incredible opportunity with my band to play at the Kennedy Center last year, which was just unreal. And it was so swift. We had an hour performance and we had to be on time, get our stuff, unload immediately. Last one, you guys, I'm sorry, Danny the Blind Radio Guy. And then I can't believe that the guy who was responsible for birthdays and telling the weather when I was growing up listening to the Big Show is getting a golden mic for his fucking birthday, and it makes enough money to be able to pay a down payment on a car when he's leaving someone. That blows my fucking mind.
I have a question for Danny the Blind DJ. And Danny, you know I love you. Well, I've asked you questions. You're always good about answering them. but how exactly did you know they did a great job of changing the scenery?
I was thinking the same thing, but
just leave us a talk back. You're the one next who week.
All right.
I'm just curious.
Exactly. All
right, very good.
And to answer your question, you can't believe it. Well, but I've been at the radio station for 29 years, and I just celebrated my 50th birthday. And isn't 50th the gift of gold? So don't you get gold for 50? Is that what it is? Or diamonds, platinum, what? Anniversary? Hello, Brody.
I'm thinking.
25 is platinum.
I don't know.
Silver anniversary is 25. Whatever it is. Yeah, so yeah, I can't believe it. What you're really saying is you can't believe that I've been there for that much time and I'm that old. That's pretty much what you're saying. Yes.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
I've not been given the microphone is apparently being made right now.
So silver is the 25th wedding anniversary.
And 50 is gold.
Is it?
I believe so. Look it up.
Let me see. I'll look it up
as we
right
play
now.
The next talk.
Blind radio guy. I got a comment on the Taylor Swift thing because somebody was asking me how I feel about the Super Bowl and if I care. And I was just like, all of it just feels way too fabricated and like a reality TV show. At the Grammys, she won her 13th Grammy. She announced her 13th album. Tortured Poets is 13 letters. And then of course the team that her boyfriend's on is going to the Super Bowl. I mean, come on, it just feels too scripted. It really does, you guys.
Okay, except the album's Tortured Poets Department, which is a lot more than 13 letters. So,
Okay.
And Brock Purdy wore number 13. And I, you can't script a football, an NFL football game. But I, okay.
Brooklyn boy, like, Sean, Slice for Life, Sean from Newton here. Brody, I was actually tempted to have you sign the costume when I bought it from you. I don't know if it was a little over or not, but I'm still happy I bought it from you. Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, that was great. It was nice meeting you.
Jessica from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I will absolutely love it if Scary's ex-girlfriend with the car leaves a talk back.
My ex-girlfriend with the car?
Oh, that you gave money for, to buy her car.
Oh, wow.
That was just mentioned 20 seconds ago.
That's right. Yeah, that's correct. Yes. Yeah. The down payment on the car. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know if she listens to this. Yeah. It's been a while. It's been years. Years. Yeah,
I don't think you gave her enough to forgive you. So you probably should have bought her the whole car.
This is Oren from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hell no, Scary. Why would, I don't see the point. Just get some closure if you need it and go your separate ways. I've broken
Subject
up with
matter
girls
before.
I've been broken up with. You know, shit happens, man. You just got to move on. You don't need to have closure in a monetary form. There's no reason for that shit.
All right.
You know, if you want to get coffee together, pay for your own shit, but come on, like.
Yeah, but the sex was really bad.
What?
You have to factor that in. That's why.
Yeah, because Brody was in the room. What are you talking about?
I'm saying that's why you have to give the car money. An apology.
No. I am just saying I'm a good guy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Chad from Omaha, the only Chad in the entire city of Omaha.
Okay, not drunk anymore.
True. I am so happy that Scary had such a great time at Saturday Night Live and at the after party. I wonder if the password for the second after party at any time was ever, I tried to S my own D.
No, but that is the type of password that would be to get into a party like that. That's what they do. They do crazy days, passwords.
One of these days he's going to say, this is your boy, the trucker from Omaha, and screw it up.
Yeah.
Hi, Brooklyn boys. This is Marilyn from Omaha. This time it is, hi, Brody. Hi, Scary.
She like, just
Scary, how are you Omaha. So cynical about Taylor? Brody's right. She's just there to see her boyfriend. There's no secret thing where the NFL's paying for her flights. Just a girl there seeing her boyfriend. I love Tay-Tay. You're cynical about this. I'm disappointed in you, Scary. Come on.
Yep. And he knows Taylor. I mean, not well, but he's met her like 6-7 times.
I do know Taylor. But that's okay. I don't know her that like I mean, that. I don't know. She's not, but what Brody's saying is right. She's a lovely person in person.
She sat at my desk.
Yeah, she's a lovely person.
She sat in a room with me and did a song parody for me.
Yes, she did.
I feel like we have a connection.
Yeah.
Yee-haw! Yes, sirree, Bob! We finally made it to Super Bowl weekend! Yes, sirree, Bob! Burrito! Get all your stuff ready! Your guacamole dip, your pizza, your chicken wings! Don't forget the beer! All you Swifties, get ready for a hell of a Super Bowl! Let's go, Chiefs! Yes, sir! Fuck you, Abe 77. Fuck you, Agnes. Fuck you, Max from Home Depot. Fuck you, Dutch boy. Fuck you, Luis from the restaurant for not taking Brody's coupon. Fuck you, that lady at the pharmacy with the kid that wouldn't settle down. And fuck anybody that's ever messed with my man Brody. Come on, guys. Let's go. Let's do it. Fuck you. Brody, don't forget to set up the rabbit ears. Make sure you got good reception for the game. Scary, don't forget to call all your bougie friends over. Make sure they get over there. Big shout out to all the slices. Juan Valdez, MJ from NJ, Desiree V, Steve from the Bronx over there, Nick from Washington, Chad from Omaha, and especially a big shout out to Karen from Omaha. Have a good party.
He wrote himself a script.
He shouted out Darren from Omaha, which, by the way,
Karen.
No, he said Darren from Omaha.
Oh, Darren. But that was Marilyn from Omaha.
Marilyn from Omaha called right after him. And then he called back and shouted out his boy, Darren from Omaha.
I think this one is from him, too. Oh, wait, it's not. I don't think. Okay. All right. Well, wow.
That was a music going.
That was a production. He definitely had to write a script for that. Ah, they're putting a lot of creativity into these.
Danny P. from Bayonne again. Scary, you're out of your fucking mind.
He's right.
The NFL existed long before that bitch started going to the games. Oof. And it'll still keep going on when she doesn't go to the games. Brody is scary, slice for life.
Well, I guess that was in response to me saying that. But the thing is, what Taylor did was she upped the game on the game. Like, she brought new faces.
The most watched broadcast in American television history.
Exactly. And she had something to do with that. I mean, obviously, technology is also allowed for it because there's streaming. It's on in other countries, whatever you want to call it. But she definitely brought new people to the game. She did. You cannot deny that.
Because they barely showed in the first half. Travis was not playing well.
Well, yeah, that's what I was, you know, I was rooting for the Niners.
They did show her chugging a beer, though, and slamming it down.
That wasn't on TV. That was on social media. That didn't make television.
I've seen it on television. It replayed.
Yeah. But when it was, the Super Bowl was live, that was not.
Are you sure they didn't broadcast that?
Uh-uh.
I don't know. No. I've seen it on late night talk shows.
And it was, yeah, from social media.
All right.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. This is Nick calling from Washington State. Scary Jones.
Nice.
You're a phenomenal man, and that's actually an example of it. Because I'm a firm believer in the good why gifts.
Subject line first.
I've been receiving and also giving a goodbye gifts previous in few different, you know, past relationships, and there's nothing wrong with that. Don't hang out, wait for part two. This is Nick again. Scary Jones, this is pretty awesome. You're a great guy. You are great. You are the example that we have a good men in our universe.
Thank you.
And David Brody, listen. Jay-Z bought Beyonce an island. Scary Jones paid the down payment for the ex. And, you know, some of us have chicken parm in the cargo pocket. It's all good. Don't be all hating on him.
He didn't call you a good guy. I'm the good guy.
Yeah, but let's, you know, Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. He had to buy her back. Like, Kobe bought his wife a huge ring after he admitted he cheated, who got caught cheating, you know, so... That's what I'm saying. Scary may be better than Jay-Z. I mean, he didn't cheat on that particular girlfriend.
Right.
And he still bought her part of a car.
Hey, guys.
Like a bumper.
Episode 282. Yes, Brody, you are correct. Thank you. An English teacher. The comparisons you made, horns are, and then a network of whatever is.
Yep.
I just want to comment, though, about the Jaguar. Interestingly, in Europe, or especially in the UK,
Jaguar.
They say Jaguar.
Yes, they do.
Jaguar. Really strange.
They also say aluminium instead of aluminum. So, you know.
Yeah.
I'm actually commenting on 282 slice time. Sorry, Brody. With team, this is a word where in American English, it's singular. And in British English, it's considered plural because they consider each person in the team. So they consider it plural. So it really depends on what country you are from.
All right.
Or where the person is you're talking to. Where
you may
from.
Be correct, but since I was referring to an American person and I'm an American person, I go with the American version.
Hey, B-Boys. Christy from Saddlebrook. Got to agree with you. Io did a great job on Saturday Night Live. My husband and I have been watching since day one, and you can't compare any cast to the not ready for primetime players. Chevy Chase, Gilda Radner, Garrett Morris, they were fabulous, and they never looked at a cue card. Now, sometimes when you watch the show, most of the time maybe, it's painful. My favorite segment is Weekend Update, but I also love Do Not Destroy. Love you guys. Ciao.
Can't argue with anything she said.
No.
Yeah.
Hello, Reggie here. I just had a sudden epiphany. I know what David Brody's calling is. He should be the sole person to write the lines for the people from Impractical Jokers. He's fast at thinking on his feet. He's hilarious. He would get all of them out in one episode.
Okay.
Hey, well, Reggie here, back with another disgusting update. On the subway, it actually looked like there was diarrhea on the seat. Like, how does that just permeate through the pants and everything? Oh, it was so disgusting. But after tasting it, it was only soup.
we're glad.
Yeah, hey, should I tell my Impractical Jokers story here now, or have I told it already?
You told it on the Brooklyn Boys.
I did.
We're okay. at a press for time. If you want to tell it, you want to do that? Yeah, do the headline version.
I'll mention on the Brook. Do it now?
Just do a quick, yeah, might as well.
Real quick. So I know Joe from the Elvis Duran Show. He was a fan since early 2000s. I know Murray, James Murray, around that time also. Didn't know they knew each other. And then they went on television. Well, I saw them perform together as the Tenderloins. And I was like, oh my God, these two guys know each other. I knew both of them individually. Anyway, before the show ever aired, they had filmed some pilot scenes. And they showed them to me. And they asked me if I'd be interested in writing for the show. I had a light dinner with the whole group, all four of them. I thought it went really well. I then met with and spoke to the corporate types at the production company. And then the showrunner they hired did not choose me to write for the show. But the boys gave me a shot. And, you know, that was, you were, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, 13 close. Years ago. Very close. 2011, I guess, before the show ever aired, I had seen some of the show. And I was like, I got to be part of this. And I wasn't part of it. But I still love them. It wasn't their fault.
Brody, I'm not going to give you condolences for your mother. Instead, I'm just going to say, I hope you got a lot of money off Facebook Marketplace from any random furniture she left behind.
That I did. So thank you.
Wow.
What? She's
following your request. She said no condolences.
Well, yeah, I know. Yep.
Hey, it's Maggie from Miami. Referencing 284. Damn scary. I'll go out with you and you can break up with me and make my car payments. No problem.
Can you pay my bills?
Hey, Brooklyn Boys. This is Brandon from Atlanta. I actually used to work near the Brave Stadium, and I worked closely with the host staff at a restaurant there. And the general rule of thumb is that you overquote the time that it's going to take to seat somebody. Right. So if it's an hour wait, you say an hour and 15, hour and 30. Always. That way when they're set earlier, they're happy.
Correct.
That host, Max, definitely in the wrong. Definitely. Yeah. You don't get away with that.
You get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. Yeah, I mean,
he lied. He was afraid to tell me an hour and a half.
Look at the way you're going to. I mean, do you think that he was trained properly?
But here's the difference. This guy who just called, thank you, but Brad from Atlanta, he worked at a fine restaurant where they know people are going to wait. At Cheesecake Factory.
No, the point
mall,
is, at a fine restaurant
where he tells you an hour and a half, people are going to leave. They lie to you.
Well, first of all, at a fine restaurant, you probably would have a reservation. But if not, and it's a waiting only kind of place, they'll tell you an hour and then you're being seated in a half hour. And they've now won you over and you're happy. And it's it's called under promise and over deliver.
Right. But when you're at a mall with four other restaurants next door, you lie. And that's what they did.
Hey guys, how you doing? It's me again. I know I'm being a pain in the ass, but you know, Scary is going on vacation again, so we won't see you guys for a couple of weeks. And
that's
we
right.
really miss you when you take off.
Thank you.
Plus, I have a feeling that when the engineers finally give you the ability, I will probably be the first one to get banned off the podcast. So Mr. Scary, when the time comes, and that time will come, believe you me, and you decide to ban me from the podcast because you're tired of all my shenanigans and me calling in so many times, I just want to know, let me know, will you take me car shopping?
You got it.
Right, there you go. He bans you from the podcast. He'll buy you a car.
I'll buy your car and we'll break up. Oh, he's back. Oh,
there's more. Forget the jingles, please, y'all.
Brody, since likes to give money away, maybe I can convince him to give me $500 and I can take you out for a steak dinner and buy you fresh Diet Coke.
$500? Nice. How about $100?
No way. That was the tip.
Brody and Scary. Scary and Brody. Tim Martin from Twitter and Tim from Youngstown.
What's Twitter?
Home of the Pizza Land. I was wondering if you guys can give us an update on the autographed merch that I told you guys that you guys should do so us slices can buy it.
Oh, yeah. And the poll.
Brody, Scary should buy you that steak dinner. Thank when you guys are done. So there's no more excuses.
Thank you. Drive out to Matt Merch. Get a steak dinner.
Oh, wow. This one here is, you got four.
There's a Peter Luger we could go to.
Four in a row. What was the Super Bowl? Was on the 12th or the 11th?
The 13th.
Today's the... No, today's the 13th.
No, the 12th, the 11th.
11th.
Okay. The 11th. Okay. If it was the 13th, it'd be another right. theory.
Hello, Ariel from upstate New York. Hey. So, Scary's theory last week was Taylor Swift was paid by the NFL to appear at the Super Bowl last night. It is true. I wouldn't put it past her. Not that she is nice, but like Scary said, maybe she kind of feels like she's entitled. With that being said, her boyfriend ended up winning the Super Bowl game last night.
Yeah.
And I think if it weren't for Taylor Swift, he would. Ariel from upstate New York again. So my theory is I think the whole thing was rigged. I think that Travis's team was going to win. And
that's right.
The reason why that's is because possibly what could have happened is the NFL made an agreement that if Taylor Swift would have appeared at the Super Bowl, then they were going to make sure that
the Chiefs
her boyfriend's
won.
Team won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right. They made the agreement with who? The 49ers?
Ariel whose from lives were destroyed? Brody, I'm curious. Any girl that you've dated in the past, did you ever give her guilt money right before you broke up with her?
Mm-hmm. You're assuming that I had the upper hand to ever break up with anybody.
The answer there is clearly no.
Ariel from upstate New York.
One more time.
Friday, February 16th is my birthday. I'm going to be 42. Huh? So I just wanted to say to anybody who has a birthday in February, happy birthday.
No, no, no. In the key of Frosty, happy birthday.
Also, I want you to calculate the odds of a kicker punting a ball, a punter punting a ball 45 to 50 yards, and then hitting the back of somebody's ankle on the opposing team, allowing the Chiefs to recover the football. If you're going to tell me that was scripted, that a punter punted the ball.
No, because they showed you that in the, I saw this on TikTok. They said that he could have fell on top of the ball and recover it himself. But instead, the second guy, I'm talking about the second guy, it went off the first guy's ankle. The second guy needed to jump on it, but he didn't. He knew the play. He knew the script was.
He knew the ball was going to hit the guy's ankle.
No, he knew the script at that minute. Instead, so rather than jump on the ball,
come on,
and self recover.
Right, right. What's that player's name?
I don't even know.
I'll tell you why you don't know. Because he's not a major player, which means he's not someone
that can
who can be bought.
Yeah.
Well, he could be affordably bought.
No, I'm just saying.
He's not going to give up his career and fumble a ball. It's just so stupid. It's just stupid at this point.
It's so stupid.
It's stupid.
It's stupid.
It's stupid.
Stupid.
The 108 players on both rosters.
Hey, guys. This is Eric D'Errico from Connecticut.
What up?
And I just want to know, hey, Scary, why haven't you brought the jingles yet? I mean, I would think you'd be more excited to get these jingles in because you've grown up with these jingles. Some of them might even be, I don't know, 3 years old. Is that they're growing up?
That was clever.
By the way, I love his last name, D'Errico.
Yeah, Eric D'Errico.
Yeah, his name is D'Errico, and his parents were like, what can we name him? Yeah. How about Eric?
We have a couple more.
All right.
Hi, I don't know if my other talkback went through.
Oh, it went through.
Brody, you said that Taylor Swift loves her boyfriend, and that's the why she showed up, is because of her boyfriend, and she didn't do it for the money or anything like that. And I think that you're right. But what I also think is that she said to the NFL, okay, I'll agree to show up at the Super Bowl if you guarantee me that my boyfriend's going to win. That's how much she loves her boyfriend.
She went to the Super Bowl.
There, Brody, you sound like you're on the oldies station.
Hello?
The Echo. Oh, you're back now.
She went to the Super Bowl because she loves her boyfriend. She doesn't need the NFL to guarantee her that her boy. Oh God, I can't. My head's hurting.
You okay there, Brody?
I can't. It's just. It's just so ludicrous.
One more. On her.
Hi, Ariel from upstate New York. Yep. I was in a situation where I ended up losing $100. And a couple years later, I went to go wear these pants that I had. And sure enough, that $100 I lost, I ended up finding it in my pant pocket.
Hmm. Oh, there you go.
What if it was the pants company rigging the $100 bill to get you to buy their pants again?
By the way, I'm shocked.
I'm sorry.
Back to Taylor for a second. And I said this on the radio. I went on a rant. Travis Kelce, the ultimate in toxic masculinity. He knocks down his coach, Andy Reid.
He didn't knock him down. He bumped into him.
But still, bad humanity on display in front of everybody watching. The biggest game. I will say this. He set a bad example for kids because now they all think they can do that to their coaches.
You spoke to all the kids.
No, it was the first half. He wasn't getting the ball, and he was screaming and yelling.
That is not what he yelled.
Andy Reid happens to also be the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs.
Yeah, but that's not what he
yelling.
I just
think it's disgusting, and I cannot believe, you know, I don't know if he apologized or Andy Reid said they hugged it out at the end, but still.
Yeah, they did.
But, and the week before, 2 weeks before, he was kicking the Baltimore Ravens equipment all over the place. This guy's a monster. Okay. I don't know about him. I'm shocked that Taylor's dating him because, if I may, I'm shocked because a guy like him doesn't, for whatever reason, doesn't seem like they'd be dating a woman like her. She seems like she goes for a different type of person. It's
you mean like
weird.
Johnny Depp?
It's weird.
I mean, not Johnny Depp, John Mayer?
It's just bizarre that someone who's so testosterone driven, he's like a gorilla. He's dating someone like her who's, you know, a very different person.
He's also a bright, well-spoken individual who probably treats her like gold. Dude, you saw me on the softball field at the corporate softball games. I screamed my head off at everybody.
I disagree. He's got anger management issues.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
He's a football player. He plays a rough, dangerous sport for a living, and he's on the biggest platform.
If that was anyone else, they would have gotten fined or kicked off. They would have been suspended.
By who?
Nothing's going to come of this.
By who? He's the star player. Nothing's going to get the coach.
So that means he gets a free pass. He gets a free pass to literally be like scream in his coach's ear and practically knock the guy down. He's a senior citizen. Okay. Fuck that. I
wouldn't have bumped him. I wouldn't have bumped him.
Didn't matter.
But I wouldn't say toxic masculinity.
But he's calling the plays. It's Andy Reid's team. He's the guy in charge of calling the plays.
He wasn't arguing about calling the plays. He was arguing that he wasn't on the field for the previous two plays and his backup.
That's Andy Reid's decision.
Yes.
But you don't
competitive athletes will yell they want the ball. Throw me the damn ball.
That is
in the heat of the battle, people get fired up.
Red flag.
They have people running into them at full speed. They get pumped up and fired up.
Red flag.
I doubt it's not a red flag. If he does it in a restaurant, if you see a video of Travis Kelce out on a date with Taylor Swift beating up the maitre d' in a restaurant,
okay.
I will agree with you.
All right. Fair enough. Last one.
By the way, do you yell toxic masculinity when hockey players beat each other up? Or when guys bump into the umpire or fight a third strike.
With hockey, that's become part of the game. It's not part of the NFL or the NBA. You see it sometimes
there
too.
The NFL is a lot more dangerous than the NHL.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Hey, longtime listener, longtime caller. Did anybody else notice that Brody said that if the AARP sponsors them, he'll just ARP all over the place?
ARP?
Yeah, I noticed I said it. I'm glad you did. I guess
all right, I'm out.
It. You're out.
We're done. That's it. That's slice.
End on that.
That's slice time for this week.
No, you have to say now one final slice time. One final call. Talk back.
Oh, we have another one?
No, you have to build it up. You have to say like, and here's our final call.
I said that. Last one. I said, here we go, last one. How do you want me to end it?
You know what?
Dun 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 dun. Is that good?
Ender.
That's an ender.
We used to do that at the end of the Elvis lists and
dun, 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 dun.
Let people know we're done.
We're finished.
Well, you didn't hit the jingle. You didn't hit anything.
I'm about to hit the jingle now.
You have to hit the other version of the jingle as our closer.
We'll see you on the Brooklyn Boys later this week.
Oh, yeah.
We got stuff to talk about.
Oh, I do. Oh, what a week I've had.
Brooklyn Boys.
Don't talk over the ending this time.
Okay. I'll let it play.
Hey, why don't you bring the jingles home?
Getting Slice reactions. Who's wrong, who's right. This podcast.
That's all depends on you.
Top five star phenomenon.
Baby.
Tell all the friends you're good beyond. It's
Dice
Time.
We'll see you next week.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.